John Quinn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I will be supporting this amendment. In my other life, I am an attorney, and I'm very familiar with building records. So I would like to enter into the record a couple of additional documents. One, National Standard 8, and the other, the oath of office that I took the other day in taking this position. I see every one of these issues as a delicate dance between fish, fishermen, and habitat. Every single one of these issues. And to suggest that it's illegal for us to try and follow National Standard 8 or for me to uphold the oath of office I took the other day, I take great umbrage at that. Under National Standard 8, we are required, take into consideration the impact on fishing communities. That's what we are doing here. How do we get into those closed areas to minimize the impact of this low assessment we are working with? At the same time, I took an oath of office with my fellow members that said we are required under law to balance competing interests in that decision making. That's what I'm doing. That's what National Standard 8 requires us. And I think this amendment is a well-crafted way to try and do that delicate dance, get some access to those closed areas, at the same time minimize impacts on communities, and at the same time protect the fish as well. Thank you.